today?
Hi, good morning, Eric. Good morning, Mike. I'm doing pretty good.
I don't expect you to share any state secrets, but what has preparation been like this week for you and your teammates getting ready for a regular season finale, knowing you're into the playoffs?
Normal preparation. I is completely focused on the target, which is the Texans. Like anything else, we all believe in winning first, so we're preparing that way.
Does it help, Fred, in many ways to have a little rest and to be able to, I don't want to say shut it down because you want to go into any game winning, but you obviously are a great indication of someone who missed so much time with injury and now you're trying to get back up in the speed. I mean, this, in some ways, is this a very important week for you to try to get up to full speed before the playoffs?
I think there's a fine line between, you know, wanting to have that rest and playing, because as players we want to play. But then you have guys that are pretty banged up, and whatever the smart thing to do for the team, you know, that's the smart thing, and that's the coach's decision. And I'm sure that's a tough one. But me personally, like you said, I have missed some time. So I think playing for me to shake off a little bit more rest, that's way more important than resting. I've rested way long enough. So I think to get out there, prepare this week, get out there, and just play like I would normally play any other game, that's my focus.
Fred, it's Mike. If you could, take us through the emotion of playing against your former team last year. You spent some great years in Jacksonville. Did a lot of great things for that team as they built up as an expansion club. What was it like to line up against them in the backfield? What was it like going against a guy that you mentored in Maurice Jones-Drew, now the running back for Jacksonville?
It was good seeing those guys. I didn't get caught up in all of the hype. I didn't let my emotions take over because, first and foremost, I knew I wasn't 100% where I could, let's say, make a nice run, hop up and talk trash. I wasn't in that mode. I was more so trying to, you know, get a feel for how I was feeling, how my ankle was going to hold up. So I really didn't get an opportunity to enjoy it quite like I wanted to, although it was very satisfying to win and win in that fashion. But I think more importantly, just seeing those guys felt great. And to see Maurice, you know, I know we'll always remember this game because we exchanged game jerseys. Mine is actually on the way to the framing place right now to get framed, and I'll have it on my wall soon in the off season. But it's just a good feeling, man, just to see those guys as well as get the win on top of it.
Fred, were you surprised at how much was made of your comments last week about the differences between New England and Jacksonville? You're laughing at it. It became a huge story. I heard you joking with the guys in Jacksonville, that conference call last week. It became a monster story, and I thought it was a very innocuous comment that you made about watching tape versus not watching tape. That thing snowballed a little bit. Were you surprised at just how much attention it got both here and specifically in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised because, first and foremost, I'm a running back. Like I say, 90% of my job is being instinctive and reaction. I think the other 10% is seeing how the defensive guys are going to approach you. You know, if they blitz hard, if they're finesse blitzer, how they tackle. And I've been doing this for 12 years. So, you know, for me to look at it, I smirk, I smile about it because it was blown out of proportion. Just like the team moving to the California comment, that I think that was kind of blown out of proportion as well. But, hey, that's the day and age we live in. It's the Internet. You never know what to expect. So because I know what I said, it's all one big joke to me.
So you were able to laugh it all off and stay focused on returning and running the ball for the first time since October. I'm guessing you were getting bombarded from friends, and maybe they were joking around with you knowing you're good-natured about it. Or did people kind of leave you alone all week knowing that you were getting closer to returning to the field?
I got so many texts from friends that are still in Jacksonville, from a couple players, a couple other people that I've met over the years in the media. You know, they all say, hey, don't respond. You know, take the high road. And they didn't have to tell me that because that's what I would have naturally done regardless. You got to have tough skin. And I know I didn't say anything wrong, first and foremost. My focus was completely on the Jaguars as an opponent, not necessarily to keep that circus going. So I thought I did a pretty decent job of handling it all, getting out there, you know, trying to shake some of the rust off, getting back, trying to get back in the groove. And, of course, like I said at the beginning, winning, that's what it's all about, and that's what my focus is on. I hadn't had a hat and T-shirt in 9 years prior, so that was my focus.
As AFC East champions, I'm going to guess that may end up in a frame next to the Maurice Jones-Drew jersey you're having framed right now. Patriots running back Fred Taylor is our guest here on the Dale and Holly Show. How did you feel coming out of the game? Because you were really hitting your stride back in September and October. You had the 100-yard game against Atlanta. You suffered the injury against Baltimore, and it's been a long time on the sideline. How close are you to feeling like you were before you got injured?
Well, after the game, you know, the soreness was expected, and it actually came out very well. Going forward, I think I feel pretty good. It's very late in the season, and at this point, you know, having surgery or not, I'm pretty sure there are tons of guys across the league that are still either battling for a position or that have positions. Guys are nicked up in some type of way. So what I have to do, I just got to tough it out. You know, however long our season is remaining, I just have to tough it out and just do whatever I can to help the team, whatever my role is.
Fred, you've talked on this show with Dale and Michael this season about being a mentor for Lawrence Maroney. You've talked about how you see a little bit of Lawrence, see yourself in Lawrence Maroney as he's had his first couple years here with the Patriots. Had a tough fumble last week, did not return to the game. Do you talk to him? Do you work with him this week on getting himself, you know, back and ready to be a contributor to this team after not playing for the final 3.5 quarters on Sunday?
We have a very solid, a great group of character running backs in our group, being Kevin, Sammy, Ben Jarvis, Lawrence, and myself. And all of us, we've spoken to him, just trying to say something positive to keep him positive and keeping his head up. Things happen. Unfortunately, it happened at a critical situation throughout the course of the game, but things do happen. And we're going to need Lawrence going forward. We're going to need all of us. You know, running back, it's one of those positions where people definitely rely and depend on you because it's easy to get nicked up at that position, meaning that the target is on your chest. And he's handling himself well. He's come out determined, great sense of urgency. And I really look forward to him bouncing back.
And, Fred, last one for me. As a veteran running back, I wonder, is fumbling the football the worst feeling as a guy? You know, we screw up on the radio here and we get red-faced and we say the wrong thing and we pronounce something wrong. For a running back, is it fumbling the football, turning it over, that it's the lowest of lows in your profession?
I think you can compare it to, let's say, being in the desert for several weeks. As soon as you see like this imaginary bottle of water, as soon as you reach out to touch it, it disappears. And you try and touch it, it disappears again. Well, fumbling is kind of like that. You let it go and you see it and it's just bouncing all over the place, and you can't get to it because you have, you know, two or three 300-pound guys on top of you, and you just feel helpless. It's the worst feeling. You hate going to the sideline. You know, your teammates are trying to tell you it's okay, but in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, man, it's really not okay. You know, it's going to be some type of backlash from it.
It sounds like you've given some thought to that, Fred.
Yes, I have. It's terrible. It's a terrible feeling.
Fred, a lot of our callers today, and this will be the final thing, we've been talking about the past decade, because here we are closing out not only a year and a decade, but is there something that stands out to you? I mean, you've had an amazing career, but is there something that stands out that you sit here today, maybe in a reflective mood and looking back at the last 10 years, that stands out for you, Fred Taylor?
I mean, just overall, just being blessed, just being able to be in this position where, you know, so many guys, you know, they try to be in this boat, try and be in this fraternity in the NFL, and a lot of guys fall short. But for me personally, just to be in this position for the past 12 years, I've been truly blessed just to have this opportunity, man. And not really one thing just jumps out at me, but just overall, I'm definitely grateful and happy to be in it.
All right, the Maurice Jones-Drew jersey goes up. Is there any other jerseys up on the wall here, or is he the first?
Actually, quite a few.
Oh, okay. You got a collection over there. Okay.
Yeah, I have a collection, but I think the one that I cherish the most is Jim Brown. After we met each other, he sent me one, and he autographed it to the man. You know, he really enjoyed watching me play. That was his autograph.
For Jim Brown to put that on a jersey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was so I guess that would be one of my highlights.
That is good. I'm sure.
Couple years.
You got a long list of them, I'm sure. Hopefully you'll have a healthy new year and a great game on this weekend, and good luck in the playoffs, and thanks for checking in, Fred. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and likewise.
Thanks, Fred.
Fred Tick.